AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is what the MWP network is all about. Stevie P, you know, he's off there in the local soccer presidency. He's shaking hands, kissing babies. He couldn't make it. Coast to coast, jumps in. Live, Long Island, we got California. Is that the way you say it over there, Gio? Look at him. He's glistening. Yeah. He's got sunlight over there. He does not worry about like me, you and me, Fabio. It's cold. It's snowing. You got the gentleman Jack there because you're going to need it.
Hello!
And look, Gio's still fixing up his microphone. Guys, this is, you know, we're not professionals, nor do we pretend to be. What are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about, obviously, wasted cheek, as Stevie P and the Sunny like to make the nice little thumbnail. Rumors around, obviously, a big one hitting today. We're going to go through Serie A. We're going to go through some news, Patreon questions, and obviously busted tweets. But Fabio, please tell people, what do they need to do to know, like, are you guys going on Wednesdays, the pre-games, the watch-along? What do they need to do?
Well, first thing first, if you haven't already, please make sure you are subscribed to here on YouTube and all of our social platforms. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all of our videos. And you got to smash that like button. But if you want to become a part of the conversation, find us on Patreon and please become a part of the channel.
And on that note, are we ready, gentlemen?
Let's go!
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save.
Teo Hernandez, coast to coast, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino! Eccolo qua! Rafa Leao!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Collaboration with the C2C boys, Vinny T, Fabio and Gio. Not faithfully here every Monday, but they're coming in to replace. That's what the network is all about. It's part of their contract whenever we need them to jump on. Stevie P is out there. He's even though he got voted on already, like I got drunk people on this chat. It's all good. It's all good. You know, welcome Gio, welcome Fabio to MWP. This is like the Monday Night Raw show. You guys are like SmackDown. You know, the pregame show is like NXT. The watch along is like, I don't know, Level Up, you know, but this is the flagship show. We're here to talk about lots of things, lots of things. But before we get into lots of things, first off, welcome to Realista Milanista. He's been on the YouTube. He decided to join Patreon. And what a trooper, because when you join Patreon, you're like, hey, dude, you're going to get charged again on the first, your $3 at the end, at the beginning of the month. So he decided to join 3 days before the month's end. What a trooper. Welcome. And he's part of the MWP chat. Fabio, do you think we scared him off? At least he didn't have the...
First of all, we give exclusive 24/7 Milan conversation. I mean, it's very exclusive. I mean, I don't know. In the past 3 days, it's been all about the U.S. Open or whoever the hell this guy is over there. This is a very sinner. Yeah, I've been called a sinner. Never anything about tennis, but it's really just a great chance, and we welcome him and we appreciate. I mean, crazy jumping in 3 days early, but we appreciate you nonetheless. But this is why you got to be a part of the Patreon group, 24/7 conversation for Milan. Just a chance to always feel that community, no matter where you are in the world.
And we do have ladies in the group too, and you know, we're very inclusive. We keep it nice and respectful. And I wanted to take the time that I completely forgot last week to say happy birthday to Milan Club Dublin. 10 years.
We had
a nice little get together with Sebastian Rossi in Dublin there. And I'm sorry, Colin and the boys, forgot to mention it. That's what happens sometimes. You know, we're not professional. I forgot these kind of things. So never too late.
We have a Milan Club Dublin member on this chat right
now. Yes, Colin. Colin is a part of the
Milan. No, we're looking at him right there.
Oh, yes. Gio is part of it. Gio is international. Don't you understand?
Look at him. He don't mess around. Gio, see? Uno de noi. There he is.
Look at him. Gio, how's it? Look at Stevie P. He's joining us. Guys, he's having some secret meetings about the local soccer club, and he's still joining us on. Thank you, Stevie P. Gio, how you doing, man? How you feeling? I know we're going to have some thoughts about the game, but before we head into it, how's California? Is it nice and sunny? What's going on there?
Oh, man, this weekend it turned up, man. It turned up. It was like 39 degrees, like I was saying, but then this weekend it turned up to 75 to 83. So we're good now. We're good now. But, I've been good. I've been good, guys. Just chilling with the family.
It's good. And I told you, because Stevie P is public enemy number one, because he gets the most hate. Now you're taking over. You get a lot of hate comments on the YouTube comments. You know you've made it, Gio. You know you've made it, especially some people that don't like your Tio Hernandez comments in the past. But if you want to hate on Gio, coast to coast on Wednesdays, subscribe, ring that notification bell so they'll tell you when they go on. But before we do that, yes, Lubin Youssef, haters gonna hate. Guys, you know, in game in hand, not just us, a lot of the players, Juve coming off with a 1-1 tie. And I was talking, you know, I was talking to some of the guys before the game. And, you know, like me, I don't like what is it? What's the expression? Count my chickens before they hatch. If I'm one of your Americans, I think.
Count your chickens before they hatch.
I don't want to count my bagels before they're toasted. Okay. So I'm like, you know what? If we manage to win today and somehow, some way Inter loses, we could start thinking about it. But obviously, it does not happen. Wasted the cheek. Guys, your first impressions of, I don't want to talk about a starting lineup because I don't think anybody would have expected a different starting lineup. Gio, talk to me about your feelings throughout this game and how did you feel we performed? And we knew it wasn't going to be an easy task. You know, Bologna give Inter problems at the San Siro. I think they tied that game, but talk to me, buddy.
Nah, I knew it was going to be a tough game, two tough games back-to-back. We faced physical sides, but I didn't really like how we were playing the whole game, to be honest with you, Vinny. I felt like there was a 50-50 ball, we weren't fighting. It seemed like we were just slow, and to pick up with the pace.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Pace with the game, And then we start moving a little bit, and then everything goes down. I just don't understand the lack of concentration that this team is. The players have come out and they say, you know what, we united team, we united this. And how can you be united another game where you're winning and you drop 2 points? How many games has it been this season that we're up, even 2 goals, and we drop points? And, you know, it's just very disappointing, you know. But, I mean, I've said it for a long time. Who's the leader on this team? Who's yelling? Who's doing anything? And I just felt that this game, we didn't see that. Nobody was taking accountability for themselves, you know, and it's just very disappointing.
It's you know, we can talk about, I know Nico put it in the group chat, that it's the first time since 1955 that we missed 2 penalties. And in the end, Fabio, yes, take a shot there. If it wasn't for Terracciano having a brain fart or Mike almost stopping the penalty shot, we wouldn't be talking about these 2 missed penalties. And we somehow, some way came back into this game. Teo forgetting the rules. Even I forgot the rules, guys, that you can't take back your own rebound on that one there. We did not know that either. You tell me your feelings, Fabio.
Well, at first, I want to say, if you tuned into the channel, you got to watch my live reaction while I watched this game, because I hosted the watch along with our boys, Vince Mancini and Jesus, I'm drawing a blank. I've already had too much.
Keep drinking.
I'm sorry. Shane and Vince joined me. And I mean, look, I echo Gio's thoughts about the fact that, how do you drop points again? This is why I hate. Guys, don't even bother watching Juve or Inter before we play. Don't do it. Soon as they drop points, don't open your mouth. Don't go to Twitter and start talking shit. Keep your mouth closed, because this Milan will make you eat your words. And again, I mean, French Connection last week, this week it was French letdown, all right? This is the worst croissant I've ever had in my life. Having to watch these two bozos not know how to convert a penalty kick, remarkable. And you knew you weren't going to get the same from Mike. There's things that we need to talk about that...
The legs looked a little weak on that one there. I know it's easy to score, and, you know, on the penalty, it looks like it was there. Gio, let me ask you, a lot of people on both sides, right? The result is not on Anthony Singh, not on Pioli, it's the players on themselves. Some people blaming the players, some people putting blame on the substitution. I got to go. I'm not a Pioli hater, but I'm going to have to go on Pioli on this one. I did not understand Terracciano coming on when you're winning 2-1. You need to get these 3 points. I don't think that that change was necessary. And I'm not going to say that I'm blaming specifically Pioli, but I did not like these changes. Do you have any comments on that? Do you blame more Pioli, the players? What's you?
I mean, I'm blaming Pioli for one instance, and I said it on the watch along because I got on right after the full result. I don't know when it was, but somebody did a slide tackle on Giroud in like the 30th to 35 minute, right? He couldn't walk for a long time. He was hobbling around. Even the commentators in the second half came on and be like, you know what? Giroud is really struggling. Like, I have my back and forth with Giroud when he's on it, he's on it. But why does Pioli need to keep him in for 65 minutes? He couldn't walk after the 30th minute. That was a hard tackle. He's older. He's playing more games. Like, everybody is raving, whatever social media or whoever. Oh, we got the best subs in the game. Well, I think you're according to fucking just you guys, because I most of our substitutes score a lot of goals. They it's all over. It's all over Twitter, Vinny, different websites and everything. So why are you not trusting Okafor gets you a fucking game winner? And yes, I'm going to reward you, idiot. I'm going to bring you in the 87th minute. Like, come on, guys. Like, that's how Pioli is talking. Like, this guy won the game for you, and he what? When people score goals, when will they deserve their minutes? You think he deserved only 3 minutes when Giroud couldn't even walk for 30, 40 minutes? I'm not blaming Giroud. And then the other thing is, I am blaming Pioli, because the last four pressure penalized penalties, Giroud has missed them all. And I don't know, everybody wants to get Rafa his confidence back. Why don't you let him shoot? If he's the best player, put him on the penalty. Giroud has missed a lot of penalties and big chances when we needed a goal, and he hasn't cut it out. That's it. That's the done. That's on Pioli right there.
But okay, just, so you're gonna say more on Pioli because of the substitutions, and not blame the missed penalties, Fabio.
You can't blame Pioli for them missing penalties. That you can't blame. I don't blame him for the starting 11, because I was praising the fact that we had some, you know,
who else you were going to put
the same. No, but the idea is that we're playing the same guys again because they performed well. I would echo Gio's response that Okafor deserves more than a few minutes when he's scoring goals with the moments that he does get. Stop giving him 5, 10, 15 minutes at the end of the game. You could have given him a full 30. The part that I get upset with, which you can bring up against Pioli, is that why you thought Tereshano needed to come in when the guy is 20 years old, he's been here for almost a month, and yet he's only seen one game. And you put him in the dying minutes with a team that you know they were going to try to get the point, and he makes the key mistake. All I'm saying is that why do you bother putting him in at that point? Why? If anything, no matter what you could say about Pulisic, he was playing good defense pretty much the whole time. The whole time. But you sub him out, and the guy you sub him out is the one that makes the key mistake. Can Mike save the penalty? Should he have saved the penalty? These are all questions you can ask. But the idea is that your coach is not supposed to put you into positions that you fail. And you're putting a 20-year-old in a high-intense position to fail there. He doesn't need to come in with the last couple of minutes where you know he's going to have to defend, right? You're putting him there. He's playing this right wing. And honestly, why wouldn't you have just put Simic in, right? You put Simic in, let's go a back five line, and let's just play like that. Put another center back. I don't need a guy coming in who's 20 years old who hardly has seen any time. I mean, if you're going to make that substitution, I know we score fairly late, but come on. I mean, to me, it's just like, Pioli doesn't do too much wrong in this game. The one glaring thing he does is that he puts this kid in a bad spot. And defensively, we were just not – we haven't been there like the whole season. We haven't been solid. The first goal
– AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We look like we didn't know what we were doing. I thought it was the Three Stooges out there, the way everybody was diving all over the place, and then through the five hole, like it's hockey. I mean, that's disappointing. There's a conversation about Mike that nobody wants to have it, that I know I'm going to get hate for even mentioning it. But Mike has not been as good, despite the fact that we know he's injury prone. This year, he hasn't been as good. There are games he looks amazing, and we cannot doubt how great he is. But there's games where certain things.
My cousin was trying to justify he's a goalkeeper, and it was just like, you know, you're trying to cover your angles, your legs are open. Come but on, I agree with you, it did not look good. But again, guys, we go back to the penalties, right? If we didn't miss those penalties, I think easily Gio, man of the match has got to be Loftus-Cheeks. I don't think we could go with any other man. Who would be your most disappointing? Who's your flop of the game in this one?
The Frenchman. I think they let us down, to be honest with you. Two Frenchmen. I mean, I don't know. I'm just very disappointed in both. Like I said, shove those croissants up your ass, Frenchman, because y'all really disappointed us. Like, it's very disappointing. We get two penalties, and we can't even put – and you put it to the same side that the other guy. Like, it's just very disappointing, you know. So, flop up in the match, the two French guys. So I'm not even going to get to Leao, because Leao, he's doing what he's doing, and that's it. Like, I'm tired of beating a dead horse while it's as dead, you know. You know, Leao thinks he could do two runs, and that's it. But, I mean, he didn't get no opportunities, but – it is what it is. Giroud and Theo, man. Y'all left 3 points on the 2 points on the board, man. And that's very disappointing.
I'm gonna use my words because I've has been saying, like, you know, especially Loftus-Cheeks in that position, you know, I liked him better when he was playing on the sides, but hey, it's been working, so I'm gonna eat my words. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to go to Leao again. These are the kind of games what? When
Leao
as a flop, yeah. As a flop, because you know what? Look, this is the way I'm thinking, Fabio. These are the kind of games that the opportunities are there. You fail, and you need somebody to come through. You need somebody to come through, and maybe it's the expectation that's been put upon us, but Leao, that's the way I feel. And again, Leao didn't make us miss those two penalties, but you know, he did win that penalty.
I don't know how we can call him the flop. I think
maybe my expectations are too high. I don't know. And Jamie, you're right, man. You're right. It's just
May I? Yes, I have some real thoughts here.
Oh, right. Real? Because mine aren't real? Bagel boy? No.
Listen, there's three people that 100% deserve to be called flops. I mean, whether you decide who's bigger or the least flop, that's up to you. Giroud, big flop. Big flop. We needed you. You've been missing too many penalties. You're a flop 100%. Deo Hernandez. You could have been the game winner for us. You flopped big time. And three, I mean, I don't know how we don't mention this. Kier is done. All right. He's like the bagel Vinny puts in and leaves him. He's toast. He's burnt. He's done. This guy looked like he was auditioning for the fucking Ice Capades. He was all every time I saw him backtrack, I said, oh my God. God, I just knew this guy was going to give up a mistake. I mean, he's not really on the hook for anything, but this guy, any solid striker is going to look at him and salivate when they see him. Kier is going to be eaten alive. We better do something soon and get these guys back off their injury because it's awful. Gabbia looks in so much better shape than Kier. Kier looks horrible. And I hate saying that because I love Kier. I love the Viking. I wish he could stay forever. These are the type of veterans we need on the team. But this guy is fifth, sixth option now. No way could you say Leao is the flop. Leao and Pulisic, which, of course, Loftus-Cheek is undoubtedly the top of the match. But they're the only ones who did pretty much anything this game.
Well, to each their own. We all have our personal opinions. That's the way I felt, you know. Nico there, Defensive Dynamo Podcast, which will be part of the MWP Network. Stay tuned in February. I wonder what he has to say about Kier and Gabi. He likes the... How is it? Is it? You know what? You're making me feel like I need to go get some sort of Canadian whiskey.
I don't know why they're not drinking already when you have to talk
about another drop
points. All right?
We did drop point. You know what? Let me go find my Canadian whiskey. I'm going to leave this up to you, Mr. Fabio. You
know, all right.
Talk a little bit.
I can hear the audience getting more excited as we speak. Gee, I mean, we saw immediately after. We were not happy. I mean, you see these sort of things. Again, I thought because we're only playing one time a week that our team is supposed to be more. You know what? I want to ask Vinny. Does it
By the way, first of all, this is when you go to an Italian guy's house that's a customer and he wants to thank you and he takes it out of like Andina, the cold room, guys.
Yeah.
How generic can you get? Can you get golden wedding Canadian whiskey?
is that a plastic bottle?
No.
All right. Fair enough.
This is more. Yes. What was your question, sir? Since you want to take over the podcast,
I was going to say, do you hold any weight in the idea that I know Malta got his walking papers fairly early in the first half. But do you think it's worrisome that every time we seem to go against a team that seems to have a coach that's half competent, we seem to really struggle? Does it reflect our coach? I mean, obviously, there's so many rumors
because he's on borrowed time. We lost this game, Fabio. Because of the penalties, we had every opportunity to win, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you about that rumor. Yeah, before we get into Serie A, we're going to talk about that rumor. Yes, Fuji, golden wedding does sound dirty. I need to open up this thing. Presidente is going to go crazy with the noise. What is this background noise? Yeah. Guys, let's talk about it. Yes, Gio, you don't appreciate the... Look, I'm going with my pen.
No, you're going to get in trouble, Presidente. It's going to get you in trouble with the noise.
Guys, let's be honest. Let's talk about it. You know, there's always smoke when there's a little fire. I don't care who these people are. There's a verbal agreement between Ibra and Conte. Conte is our next coach. I don't believe it. But now it's coming out more and more. I have a hard time believing that a team that has a hard time investing money, right, into players. I have a hard time believing that an organization, and we're going to get into it with the Patreon questions after, an organization that wants to build a future. Conte does not have that track record. On paper, is he fantastic? Yes. Do I believe this kind of news will come out in the middle of the fucking season? Like, I don't believe this. Gio, let's take our Milanisti eyeglasses out. What do you think of this now coming out? Seems that, you know, I know there's been rumors, but do you believe anything?
I said shout out. A lot of news coming out right now, Vinny. As soon as Jurgen Klopp said that he's leaving Liverpool, I said, hey, I'll keep Pioli till 2025. Give Klopp a year, and then we'll go with him. To be honest with you, with Fabio, and then a lot of people are calling me dumb, saying, where are we going to get Klopp money? But the same people saying that, where the fuck we going to get Klopp money? Are the same people are saying, bring me Conte. Where the fuck we getting Conte money, bro? Because Conte has always made more than Jurgen Klopp, to be honest with you. So I don't know. I think Conte, he will get us physically fit. I think we're going to run like animals in Serie A. We might control it. But I don't know. That European record, Vinny, you know, with us in Europe, you know, we lose. We don't get out the group stage like, you know, we feel like idiots this year. So, I mean, with him, it's a track record everywhere that he's gone. That he doesn't get out the group stage or
if we're spending the money, if we have the money to spend for Conte, Fabio, you have the money to spend for Klopp. But then again, Klopp, is he there for long run? Is he tired?
I mean, Klopp is unless he comes out and says he wants to come here, he is saying he wants some time away. You got to respect that. I don't think they're good, but there are a lot of coaching vacancies all of a sudden have just popped out of the ground. We got Arsenal's coach saying he wants to leave. Barcelona's coach saying he wants to leave. Liverpool's coach saying he's going to leave. We almost think it's 100%.
Pioli says he's going to stay.
Pioli never wants to leave. He's like, I'll stay, guys. You don't have to kick me out. We know Napoli is going to be looking for a new coach, right? Anything could happen with the rest of the other teams in our league, in other countries. But for us, I don't know. Something about Conte is not tickling my balls the way I want them, okay? We were talking about it in the New York City chat today, and Franco and me both had the same, expression. We just didn't feel like Conte was the right guy for us. This sort of rumor
feels like a Band-Aid solution.
To be honest, I just think that he's going to rub people the wrong way into a way that he's going to leave us worse than he found us. So,
yeah.
If we bring one Scudetto, oh, okay. But at the same time, I don't want it to be where you force a Leao to leave or a Theo Hernandez doesn't like the style you're playing or this kind of coaching. Again, you want players that hope that will stick around no matter what. No, I don't want people kicking them. Caressing, fondling, tickling, all those things.
Don't screw up our monetization. But, guys, we do have Frosinone on Saturday. We will be doing a pregame, possibly a watch-along as well. Guys, before we head into Serie A results, Gio, in the end, it's a bitter taste in your mouth, disappointed, especially from all the other results that we see. Maybe your final thoughts on this game.
Marcus has the right idea. I would take Mota and give us some Brazilian players.
By the way, this golden wedding. Hold on a second. Golden wedding. Shenley's. It's not bad.
Shenley's.
This thing is probably in that guy's cantina for the last 32 years.
That's true.
And because I got him a deal on an iPhone, he gave me the good stuff. But
golden weddings. Drink enough and they could leave to golden showers.
Where are you, Steve? Where are you, Steve? Gio, final thoughts on this game?
Just very disappointing. And I want to say something. Players, don't say that you're a United team, you're this, you're that. Nobody's believing that bullshit no more. I think if you were United, we wouldn't. A United team, I don't think we would drop so many leads going in, two-goal leads, going back on top and dropping. I think this season we got the most drop points after being ahead so much. So, that's not United to me. I'm sorry. So just disappointed. We really had a chance to, put that pressure on Inter, drop it to 3 points before they play. But you know what? We just said, Juve's in front of us. They drop points, so let's drop points too.
Fabio.
I address a comment here. Marcus, yes. Are we playing EA FC here?
Marcus is a hopeless romantic like me. He's a hopeless romantic.
God. We're going to buy Vinny Jr. from Real Madrid. Are we out of our mind here?
It's okay. Let him believe. It's okay. It's okay. We're just gonna get some no-name guy from Serie B.
I would take that deal 100%, Marcus. Don't get me wrong. I would take that deal. That's not gonna happen. We're just better pray to God we don't get rid of Leao.
Okay, so you know what, Libyan summer Xerxes, I believe he's talking about. I like this because it's a different conversation with you guys. Who do you sacrifice for Xerxes? Do you sacrifice somebody? Gio, do you sacrifice? And if so, who?
Well, we got somebody. Well, there's two people that we can sacrifice because Magic wants $9 million. We're not going to give him that. And then, we got a fucking idiot in charge name. Sorry for my language. Named Ferlani, that saying now we got to go meet at the table with Theo Hernandez. Let me break it to you guys. Theo this season, he started shit and then he's gained it back. But I think he could play so many positions. We have to start knowing who's unsellable. But I think Theo's on the chopping block too. I don't think they're going to give him money. That Maldini price ain't that Ferlani price. And that Ferlani price is that PSG price, which is at $7 to $8 million net.
Guys, I'm sorry, but It's going to hurt to say this. The only one to me that is sacrificable and actually making money is Benacer. We were able to get around the season without him. Guys, I love Benny. I fucking love Benny. But if you need to sacrifice somebody and somebody's going to come a knocking, 35, 40, 50 million, that's this clause. Bobby, do you agree with me?
100%, especially if one of those Saudi clubs, even though it seems everything on the Saudi front of like buying players seems to have died down since the season's actually begun. But I thought he puts in a good shift for half of the season. If they come calling for 70, 80, 90 million, whatever they're going to offer some outrageous contract for him, yeah, hell yeah, you sell him. Because we have no choice, honestly. One, because of his injury history. Two, I mean, come on, bro. You left to go to AFCON. I know you wanted to do it, but I don't appreciate that. And three, the other thing I would do. Listen, I don't care. I don't care about nobody's national team until the summertime. I'm sorry.
If it was playing for Italy, nobody would. But
no, I don't care. I told you, I'm happy nobody's on the squad for Italy. It makes me happy. You know, why you got to go to a team that's underperforming anyway? All right? Leave them alone. Leave them where they are. But I'll tell you this. The one that's going to be sold is Magic Mike, all right? Alakazam, Alakazoo, poof, you're gone. If somebody comes calling for 80, 90 million, you're selling them so you can spend 40 on Xerxes and you could still go find more people. I mean, even if you don't sell Benacer.
I get what the comments are saying. I get what the comments are saying. It's just the way I felt is that if Benny would have to be sacrificed, the way we've been playing all year, all the games that he's missed, can I say that we would have won half the games that we lost? Tomori selling back to PL.
Hold on. If the refrigerator, if the cinder block himself went for 90, 100 million, Tomori's being sold at least for 100 million. How much they pay for Harry Maguire? How much did they get for Harry Potter? How much they pay? 100 million? Get out of here.
All right. So are you guys ready? We need to, Fabio, get the audio ready because Liban Youssef, you know, he's going to be needing that audio. Guys, on that note, let's go into our Serie A recap. And this segment is brought to you by Fubo TV, your home for all Serie A and EPL here up in Canada. Fabio... Okay, here we go. So we did have several goals this weekend. Cagliari losing at home against Torino 2-1. Genoa, look at this battle for the relegation. You know, that bottom 10 looks to be a bit more exciting. 2-1 Genoa. And then we had CDK with two assists, Atalanta, Udinese, Gio. CDK, what are we doing with him? Do you think he's more fit at the... Atalanta ain't going to pay $30 million for him.
Nah, they paying $23 million. Yeah, they are, Vinny. I mean, I think that shows you the position that... Who's a better coach, Pioli or Gasperini? And that shows you that it's Gasperini. I've been telling Fabio that and I even spoke to you, Vinny. CDK, he's perfect in that system because he's like a roamer. He roams around. And at Milan, he wasn't going to do that. He was either going to play... on the wing or as a 10, and that's not the position he says. And he's taking shots at Pioli like all the time. He says, here, I'm playing in my right position, which is like a roamer, false nine, you know, all over the pitch. So, I mean, the good thing is that he's performing and we don't lose value on him. The sad thing is probably Atalanta are going to get the best out of him, and then they're going to sell him to like shout out Terry in here, but like to a dumb team like United that's going to pay like 150 million or something for him. And then we're going to look like it.
How about the fact that he's probably getting some sort of enhancement over there? You know how Atalanta does.
Okay, relax. So Atalanta winning 2-1. And then, Fabio, VAR came in handy. Juve Empoli, they went to the VAR. Milik, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking about. Red card. But you know what? Juve down one man. They still go up one goal up. But Empoli...
We were watching together. Empoli looked very dangerous the last 20, 30 minutes of this game. I thought for sure they were going to find a breakthrough. I was happy when they scored. You saw it while we were on the pregame. I was very excited when they tied the game. But yeah, I mean, this is, we got too excited. Juve dropping points.
Way too excited. It's, you know, Juventus again. This is all on Allegri. He's trying to stir up the pot. He's been taking shots at the Inter. I love it. He thinks he's Mourinho 2.0, but I think it's biting him back in the ass. Verona Frosinone 1-1. Monza won another big 3 points against Sassuolo. Gio, Sassuolo, man, what the hell is going on with Sassuolo? I know you like to, you watch, you know, the young Italians or anything, but Sassuolo is nowhere near where they used to be, especially the last couple of years.
No, they're 1 point above the drop, Vinny. They, like, you know, Hellas Verona, no, Calgary.
Let's take a look at this, right? Let's look at that, guys. You know, we're going to come back to the other. Look at Sassuolo, guys. A game in hand, 19 points. Guys, look at the points difference between Empoli at 17, right? Guys, 14th spot has 21 points. That's 4 points of difference in Sassuolo with a game in hand. It's kind of surprising and a bit of embarrassment, right, Gio?
Yeah, I don't know what's gone on with them, especially since they're a club that, you know, produces a lot of talent that gets sold everywhere. I mean, maybe that bum Fratesi is a real loss for them.
Mm. So Monza with the big 3 points.
Shout out Paladino doing his
thing. Then Fabio, we had
the snooze.
I was so excited about this. You have a sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea would have been more exciting than this game. One shot in 90 minutes. Terrible. I've taken more shots in this podcast than they've had. I mean, Napoli needs to fire Mazzarri as soon as possible. Lazio should be ashamed they even took part of this game. What a boring game.
What a, like, I don't, I'm never going to get back those 2 hours of my life. Lazio-Napoli, 0-0. Fiorentina-Inter, yes, there was some sort of controversy, the calls, anything. You know what? Both teams didn't play very well. But again, Fiorentina, if you can't take penalties, Fiorentina was like, Milan can't take penalties. Hold my beer. And Fiorentina.
No, Nico Gonzalez, that was gambling. Oh, they showed his last 7 penalties, Vinny. That was gambling, bro. I don't give a F. He could try to get me for money with it. That was gambling. Because look at his last 7 penalties.
That was horrible, dude. They should have tied up this game. And I think it was the fair score if they would have tied up.
Yeah, it was fair. It was fair. But you know what? Inter, once again, they could throw elbows. They could push you in the face. And VAR will not intervene. I mean, bro, they didn't even want to give Leao's penalty. They had to go back to check. Why are you checking, bro? He pushed him with his hands to the face. Like, come on, bro. That's not a thing. But, yeah, I mean, very disappointed in Fiorentina because they play good football. But, you know,
Just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Just didn't happen for today. Inter, obviously, guys, just a better team. Roma winning 2-1, Salernitana today. So looking at the standings, just give Roma 3 extra points, guys. So Roma will be at 35. So just there in 5th spot. All the pluses are for games game in hand. I know I like to ask Stevie. Gio, let me ask you. Your biggest wow surprise in a good way. This is what, guys, week 20, I believe. Comments, let me know. But what would be
22.
Your most...
Week 22.
Week 22, holy shit. Gio, what's your most surprising, like, hey, that's really a pleasant surprise, or one that is like, holy shit, I wasn't expecting this?
You know what? Shout out to Genoa, man. I really think after losing their best defender and Dragusin, I thought they were going to collapse, but they've been fighting, Vinny, ever since they sold him. They needed the money for tax purposes because I don't know if they know how to do their taxes over there in Genoa. But shout out to them. I think, look at them. This first year back in the league after getting relegated, and look at them, they're at 11, close to getting 10, almost close to getting Napoli. Look at that, Vinny. So I'll just say that I'm very surprised about them.
Okay. And Fabio, how about you? Your most disappointing result?
Napoli's got to be. I mean, I guess if you saw them bringing in Garcia, you should have kind of expected things to maybe be not this bad now with Mazzari.
We've been saying that they made the mistakes on Verona and Cagliari. We got to double check this kind of stuff, Liban Youssef, but at least we know the what Cagliari, no, Cagliari lost, did they not?
In Atalanta, Fiorentina, Vinny.
In Atalanta, Fiorentina. Guys, you guys are going to help me out when he sends these things.
This is right. I don't know why he's saying that.
No, because of the badge. Calgary is not the Verona badge.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. The badges.
Even Udinese, too.
Yeah, they put Atalanta. Yeah.
Listen, man. Come on. Sonny.
Sonny lives in the virtual world. Like, this is like the Matrix. He just decides whatever he wants. Important is that we have the points.
It's very important that this happened, actually, because Sonny was saying we should do like a top five. And I told him he only had like two or three mishaps, and here comes another one. Damn it. Maybe we can do a top five.
And Inter has the Juve badge. He's right. Look at that.
Oh my God!
You're the best. You know what? Maybe he's predicting
he was off
that
the drink. He was off that off that yak.
Yes.
That lean, G. He was on that lean.
And you know what, gentlemen? And that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and here. And guys, do you guys do some Fanta Calcio?
I try. It reminds me every Friday to set my lineup. But
Chicken Karm is there, number one. Look at Peter from MWP.
Cal, President.
8 points. He's 8 points there. Zaid, even from MWP right there. Look, it's very tight, very tight. Chooch FC. That's going to be the best one. Chooch FC. Stardust, like he's a wrestling fan, obviously. But check out your standings on Serie A Fantasy. Stardust. Leave him alone. On Patreon, guys, our Swiss Ambrosina, Slim TV, saying, what's up, MWP? What a game. First, I had to watch a terrible movie with my girlfriend, and once I turned into the Milan game, it all went downhill from there. First, the great emotion of left butt cheeks, second goal, and then the terrible PK for Bologna. Anyway, Let's focus on the next game and bring home the 3 points. Now, if PSG or Newcastle or some other fantasy money football team buys Leao for 150 million, would you be happy? I would, but only if the money that was spent on quality players and not the balance sheets. And my second question, honestly, how big are the chances of us signing a top-level coach in the summer? Or should we keep Pioli? I mean, the guy did great so far. At least that's what I think. Anyway, keep up the great work and always remember, cheers from the Alps, your Swiss Ambrosini. Question, Gio, are you happy with 150 million for Leao? Or would you be happy? Would you rate that happiness how they spend that money?
Who the fuck is paying that?
I think they're paying 175 the release cost. That's what I've been seeing all over the Twitter.
With sphere. The numbers he's putting up this year.
Yes. But I don't know. If they give us 150, Vinny, I'll say we do it. I mean, I don't know. But if somebody, I don't know, the way that he's performing this year, Vinny, you can say that he's a spark, he does this, but nobody's going to want to pay that much money unless you're Chelsea, you know. You like paying over 100 million for every player.
May I just address that?
Yes, you may.
I want to see a different coach with Leao before I address selling him for 100 plus million, which I'm not even sure we'll get that with the way things are going this season. Honestly, I want to see what another coach is going to try to get out of him. I wouldn't sell him yet.
All right. So, some TV, you're asking us about if we should change coach. I think we've answered that. I think unless it is what it is, but you know, he's a hopeless romantic as well. He's like, okay, I think he did a good job appealing.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to be staying.
It's over. I think also too, all this news of people, basically their coach coming out saying, you know what, I'm going to leave this season too, is even worse for us. All these other big clubs are going to be looking for coaches, and you know, they're going to have more money to spend than us. So this is not good.
Realistic Milanista, brand new member. Is it me or Milan's issues have been in patterns since Pioli's arrived? Inconsistency, panicky, bad subs, late subs, the way and timing of conceded goals, and so on and so forth. Patterns don't lie. But is it on Pioli or 30 players plus two different managements and two different owners over 5 years? I think it's easiest to say that's on Pioli on that one there, but he brings a good point, Gio. Do you think it's about the different players, the different management, the carousel that's happened in Milan in the last couple of years? Or do you just go directly to Pioli?
I think what Pioli's big downfall, Vinny, is he doesn't have in-game tactics. You know, sometimes they work, or sometimes he doesn't like to give people a chance, to be honest with you, Vinny. Like we're seeing what Okafor, he's been scoring goals. And the minutes that he's played, Okafor has delivered, to be honest with you. But he doesn't give him minutes. I don't know. To me, it's like I don't like watching Pioli ball. When it was the first Pioli ball under the COVID season with no stand, hey, man, we were playing some beautiful calcio, you know. But now it's just got, like, repetitive. I already know, like, if we haven't scored by, like, the 30th, 34th minute, either we're going to get 1-0 or we're going to draw 0-0. And that's the way it's going for Pioli. We play two games, three games good, and then it goes back down. We can never just go over the hump. Or if we need points to catch up to Inter or Juve, we don't do it. We drop point. And that's the pattern that he leaves. So I can say what he's saying is correct.
And it's been disappointing. Fabio, let me throw you a Lap Gorilla's question. Mm-hmm. When Redbird came in, there were so many hopes. The summer window only fueled these hopes. The reality is, in fact, that we are in a limbo until Redbird sells at least part of the club. What are your hopes for our club this summer? And what do you look forward to for the rest of the season? Do you believe in this Redbird selling some sort of percentage to the Saudis, or? Do you think of a big overhaul?
I hope they don't sell a percentage. I hope they sell the whole thing.
All right. I
know it sounds crazy, but I want somebody who's willing to spend. I don't want a budget project. I don't want to have to worry about. I mean, look at Inter. Inter could care less about how much money they're hemorrhaging, how much money they don't have. Want to know why? Because they have a good squad and they're pushing for trophies. That's all that matters. And as fans, I don't have no skin in Milan and whether that they're, you know, gathering a profit or not. I don't know why we fixate on this sort of thing. Like, we care about winning. That's why we are. We are the fan base. All we care about is results on the field. All right. So for me, I don't care who comes in. All right. Everybody, you know, Steve made a good point. You know, a lot of people don't like the American and this and that, but I don't see any Italians coming out with their billions of dollars buying anybody.
Nope.
No, I don't see that happening. And even, you know, the Italians that are there, they seem to just sabotage their team sometimes, but AKA Napoli over there. So even when they do win, they're the first to ruin it immediately. So let's just worry about somebody who's going to come in, put the right people in place, not have a clown show like we've seen this year. And, it, you know, maybe we come full circle and we end up getting Maldini at the top again. Who knows? All I know is that things need to happen. Things need to change. And I don't want to slip back. I know people, you know, Timmy's out there somewhere saying, oh, we forgot the banter already. No, but when you get a taste of performing well back in the top four, we win a Scudetto, you don't expect regression in the next couple of years immediately after. You're supposed to be progressing, not regressing.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Before, by the way, our next segment, Busted Tweets, we're going to finish off, is brought to you by Golden Wedding. Golden Wedding, Canadian whiskey. On that note, what are people to expect this Wednesday? What are you guys going to bring different on Coast to Coast, Fabio?
We're bringing nothing. Nothing. All right? Because we're here. All right? There's no Coast
to Coast this week. No Coast to Coast this Wednesday. No.
We're off this week. Me and Gio, we're here.
Filling in
the CDP. You got your Coast to Coast right now.
All right, I like it. We're going to see each other on Saturday for the Frosinone pregame and watch along. Are you guys ready to finish off with a bit of Jan and his busted tweets? Are we ready?
Let's see what nonsense Jan has found in the Twitter world.
You know he's a little special, Jan, but let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got. Okay, here we go.
All right, welcome to
Oh. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Another edition of Busted Calcio Tweets for the week of January 29th. We're going to start with Trey, blue checkmark buying loser at UTD Trey. See no difference between Barcelona, AC Milan, and Ajax. I mean, Okay. All wash clubs that will never win the Champions League again and living off past glory. Bro, your glory started in like the mid-90s. Before that, your team was absolute dog shit trash, like your city of Manchester. And you currently are a laughing stock. You keep buying players that just for ridiculous amounts of money. Your ownership group is just stealing money basically from you guys, propping you up as a cash cow. And your stadium is in shambles. It's disgusting what's happened to Old Trafford. And you don't even let your players get a free drink when they go on the road. Remember Zlatan's story of you guys charging him for an apple juice or something. So if anyone's living off past glory, it's Manchester United, and your glory is not even that old. At least Milan, Barcelona, Ajax have some glory that goes back a few decades. United, get out of here. Trash club, trash fan. This guy must be a troll account. On to the next one.
I gotta admit, like, you know what? Yes, we live in the past, Milan. Yes, we live in the past, Barcelona. But of all people, a United fan to tell us this kind of stuff, this is pretty...
Especially right now. I mean, and what did Ajax do to get involved in this conversation? Ajax, like, what are you reserving for?
You know what's crazy? Oh,
go ahead, G.
That all these clubs have won like a league title in the last 2 years.
I know. They haven't won anything since, what, 2016? They're not competitive? And can anybody mention an even worse buy than Antony right now?
Yeah. Yo, what? Okay, so far this one's not bad, not bad. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got.
We got K at top white 8. Totti has been as good as Totti has never been as good as current Bellingham. See, even my brain was like, you had to skip a letter over there. I don't understand this take. This started a lot of controversy on Twitter. Poor Bellingham. The kid's been having a really good season, but he's had 6 months of a really good career. I mean, Totti was incredible. For me, one of the top 25 all-time soccer players of all time across all generations. He's incredible. What he did for most of his time in Roma was with a very mediocre team, and what he did with that team was incredible. Yeah, he even won a title with that team during a time when I think Inter should have probably won a bit more titles with the team that they made, and Roma, Lazio too, but Roma won a title. So this is clearly a busted take or some child that's like 14 years old. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. We'll go to the next one. It says,
What has Totti done? Leave Totti has never been as good as current Bellingham. Leave Totti alone. Over, you know,
yeah, this is a guy. This is a kid that's never even watched Totti play.
Yeah, right? Probably. Don't.
He's an English fan, 100%. That he's just slurping on Bellingham's balls right now. All right, their whole hope of the future ride on this guy's nutsack. So
let's see what other gems he's got for us here.
Sky Sports News. They don't pay for the blue check mark. This is a golden check mark. So. You know,
golden check mark
on their own. Xabi Alonso, Edin Terzic. Who are the early front runners to replace Klopp? As we know, Jurgen Klopp has said his goodbyes to Liverpool. Former Liverpool manager David James gives his thoughts on who could potentially take over at Anfield. Are you guys fucking serious? David James never coached Liverpool. I don't understand how they thought, like, who proofreads these things for them? This is really pathetic. And from Sky Sports News, nonetheless. So, welcome to the Busted Club. Following tweet.
Oh, shit. Like, seriously? Like, how does Sky... Gio, how does Sky Sports News... David J... Who's the goalkeeper? Was not the guy with the long hair? Am I wrong here? That you never coached Liverpool?
I don't know, Vinny. I think, you know, they're leaving everything up to AI, and AI is never going to know all the things that have gone in the past. Like, AI is from right now in the future, but not, it can't go to the past. It can't go to the 90s, you know, 80s to find out the Jesus Christ. I don't know.
But yeah, then, no, this is, you know what, so far, let's see here. Benedict Bellingham.
I think that other one though, just because that's a reputable channel.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. News. This is okay. Who's, so far,
who's reading your stuff,
so,
man.
So far, yeah. Okay, so let's see what Jan, what else he has.
It would be from Vagabond at Pesty underscore Criminal. As much as I don't like Bellingham, he would eat Totti up. One of the most overrated players of all time. So I don't know how you can't like Bellingham. What's wrong with Bellingham? His celebration, the way he just scores goals all the time. The fact that he's one of the best players England's ever produced. And I mean, you don't have a very large list of that anyway. The fact that he would eat up Totti, like, again, another person that's just, why are you 14 years old and on Twitter? You've never watched Totti play. You clearly don't know anything. To be considered one of the most overrated players of all time is a joke. This freaking Vagabond, you're a loser. Next tweet.
Another Totti take. As much as I don't like Bellingham, you would eat Totti up. Guys, please do yourself a favor. Go fucking watch Francesco Totti. Go look at his Paneca. He was the shit. Anyways, to win a fucking Scudetto in 2001. In 2001, go look at Serie A, what it was in 2001 and what Totti did with that team. Anyways, I think he's got great it for
point.
These.
Great point by Jamie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Jamie. What else do we have here?
From the typical characters... poor Napoletani. I'll read it in Italian first. Il Napoli avrebbe meritato ampiamente il trofeo, aveva in pugno la partita. Poi l'arbitro ha volutamente indirizzato il match rovinando tutto. Spero
l'Inter affoglino
alla loro stessa merda a fine anno. Complimenti a Mazzari e ai ragazzi. I'll read it in English for those who don't speak. The Napoli would have richly deserved the trophy they had their match in their hands. Then the referee deliberately directed the match, ruining everything. I hope the Inter fans drown in their own shit at the end of the year. Congratulations to Mazzari and the boys. Salvatore.
This is
Dino
the winner.
At Salvatore Dino.
This is the win.
One. Okay, buddy. Did you see the stats? Did anyone look at the post-game stats of this match? I don't know what game you had on. I don't know, maybe you were watching a Napoli-Inter from the anomaly of winning the Scudetto last year. You guys were nowhere near dominating this game. Stop. And the ref did not direct the game. You guys just didn't win because Inter's on freaking fire right now. It hurts, you know, and this. I'm just going to end it with this. When I see Milan fans complaining about refs, this is what you remind me of. Shut up. Stop acting as if Inter would not be winning these games. Stop acting as if the refs are there to bail. If that's the case, stop watching the freaking sport because you're pathetic as well. So this last tweet is for all you complainers about refs, about calls, about this. Go touch grass. Go do something else. Calcio's not for you. Italy has the worst refs in the world. Yes. But you don't have to watch every week and complain. You don't have to cry like Salvatore. You don't have to be a loser like this person. Think about it, and you know I'm right. Stop complaining about the refs every freaking week. And with that, it's the end of Busted Calcio. Have yourselves a nice week. Remember to send me any tweets at Busted Calcio on Twitter, through Patreon, through the chats. Find me on WhatsApp. Do whatever you need. Send me the disgraces of the internet. Thank you. Have a good night.
This is gonna be the winner. I hope they drown in their own shit, right?
Disagree with that part.
this is gonna be here because it's again, guys. You know what I think, Jan? We all have a reason to complain about refereeing, but he just said is like, let's not pretend that Inter has no business winning these games. They're the better team. It is what it is. Gio, are you voting for this one? The Bellingham ones.
Nah, United.
This one's
Trey,
pretty
man.
Bad.
United Trey. I mean, I think
this
I don't
one.
Know. Yeah, because like all these teams have won a title in the last 2 years or 2 to 3 years, and I mean, United, what they won the energy drink cup like what last season. So, I mean, and they're not sniffing, and they let their city rival overtake them.
True, so, but Sky Sports is, you know, I like the Napoli one, but Fabio, this is
gonna. I'm 100%. This is Sky Sports News. Not even a stupid blue check mark. This is a golden one. I don't even know they made golden ones. But yeah. This is like an actual news organization.
Yeah, guys, you let us know in the comments. Some people have been commenting, trying to get some reaction. But, you know, we don't react. It's all good. People want to watch, you watch. You don't want to watch, you don't watch. Coast to Coast, live with me tonight. There will be no Coast to Coast this week. What's on schedule for this week, Fabi? We're going to get together on Saturday for the pregame chat. Patreon members, check your DMs. You'll get the link. Andon should be feeling better to do the watch along with Hans and Gio. It is what it is. Frosinone, I'm expecting a shellacking. I need a 2-3 to nothing win against Frosinone. Let's just come out and win the way we should win, especially after this result against Bologna.
Nah, just get 3 points and let's figure it out. I mean, you know, Derby d'Italia is this week, so maybe they both drop points, so we never know. But you know, with us, we're the gift that keeps on giving. So we don't know what's going to happen. So let's just get the 3 points and let's ride it out, guys.
I like it. Fabio, how about you, man? You're going to get all hyped for Frosinone Milan?
I mean, you know I will. I told you. As soon as game day clicks over, I'm the hype man again. I always believe in my squad until they give me a reason not to. And I just think Frosinone is one of those teams. We got to put a hurting on them. There's no excuse. Drop more points and get ready for some screaming and yelling you don't want to hear.
Let me ask you guys something, because you both are married, girlfriends, living at home. Gio, did you ever have to sleep on the couch because of Milan? Say the truth.
Nah, man.
No?
My girlfriend,
look at Fabio's face. I know his answer. He's going to tell.
You know what? Nah, she supports the thing and stuff like that. You know, all my team, she supports. She's been there through the hurt and everything. You know, Milan, I think since I got with her, Milan went to the shits during the banter era and everything. And then now back up, she even likes watching the games with me. And then now she's on Michigan. Shout out to us. We won the championship and now it's up. But
so never,
not on the couch. Maybe for something else, you know, maybe.
Okay, but not because of me.
But not no.
He's trying to put it in the wrong hole.
Hey! Jesus Christ. This is like the third hour of Raw. Not suitable for young children.
Fabio, no, I mean, you slept on the couch. Never.
You fucked up
never.
In the past.
No,
you were supposed to go have a picnic, a dinner, oh, baby, there's the game.
No. There's one thing that I cannot deal with. It's just Milan will ruin my day. It very much happens all the time. She knows the deal. When she sees my face and she sees, you know, because again, we're watching it midday. Milan doesn't ruin my night usually. Mm-hmm. You know, they ruin my day right in the middle of the day, or they ruin maybe early in the morning. That could really piss everybody off. Because if I'm upset, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna be a little too loud. That's gonna be a problem. Start waking people up. You know what gets her upset is when I'm screaming on the podcast. That happens a lot. And then my father usually, I know it's a crazy idea. I get too loud. But my father doesn't like all my foul language. You know, that's where I usually get upset. You know, my papa has very virgin ears over there.
Your uncle's on there.
That's my godfather. Not just my uncle, my godfather, my padrino. He is the best. That's the best Juventino ever, besides Lab Gorilla. Had to do it to you, Johnny.
Okay, you guys like to take yourself shots, but I just wanted to end up with on a light note. People are having fun in the comments. I see all you guys, but I'm gonna give you some attention. Some of you, I'm not gonna give you attention. On that note, Gio, Fabio, thank you very much for taking over for Stevie P. I know he appreciates it very, very much. On Saturday, we'll meet again. Let me have a shot. Let me have a shot with you of a golden wedding.
Go get those golden showers,
guys. On a serious note, I've never seen.
Shout out for Terry, a United fan sticking it out, watching our show.
Social occupied. thank you very much for always. I think he likes the golden.
That's
Terry,
man. Shout out,
that's Terry. That's a class act in Canada, right there.
Terry, thank you very much. And on that note, gentlemen, ovunque sempre, as we like to say.
Forza
Milan! Forza
Milan!
Till the next time, guys. Buona sera. Where's our outro video?
Look at Gio.
Where did Gio go?
I didn't even wait.
I even forgot. Ovunque sempre, Fabio. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan! Italia! Italia!